still call that a funeral?
Yeah, burial. Burial ceremony, a funeral. They usually have a prayer and a song or two is a general thing at the graveyard, even if they have the service at the, even if they have the regular service at the funeral home, you know, or the church. Some people have the church and some the funeral home.
Well, if a person's dressed all in black, you know, at a funeral, is
they call it mourning.
Would it make any difference if there were somebody was just really carrying on, you know, and fainting, and people, ladies were fainting there, what would you say they were? Would you just say they were in mourning or what?
Well, overcome with emotion or something like that, you know, where they faint, you know, funeral.
When you were a child, and many children here die of that disease, you know, makes big sores on the inside of the throat.
Well, not that I know of. I don't think they did.
Did you have it here?
Yes, you're talking about them. And you're not talking about croup. Children had croup. Of course, that was just kind of like a bad cold. You're talking about diphtheria. Well, some, but not just
not a lot.
Alarming amount, as far as I remember. But they used to die. Children used to die. It's a terrible disease for a child, diphtheria was.
Well, what about that disease makes your skin turn yellow? And your eyeballs turn yellow?
That yellow jaundice?
Did you have that here?
Yeah, they used to have it, but I don't think they have any now. If they do, I never hear of it. They may have it sometime, but I don't. It's very seldom. They used to have Rushmore yellow jaundice, I think.
Well, I don't.
They used to have slow fever and typhoid fever, and they don't have much of that no more, you know.
Well, not having a doctor in Possum Walk, did many people ever die of, what is it called, you know, when you have to have your appendix taken out? That disease there.
Well, it's just an appendix. Your appendix gets infected and they have to take them out, you know.
What do you call that when that happens?
Appendectomy?
I think that's the operation, but what do you call this? The sickness itself?
A bad attack of appendicitis. Yeah, appendicitis. And then you call that appendectomy, you know, the operation itself, isn't it? It's appendicitis, that's what they say, having an attack of appendicitis.
Well, if you had appendicitis or something and then you got better and you were feeling fine, it was just an average day, somebody might come in and say, well, how are you? And you say what? Ask about how you're feeling.
Well, I guess I'd say I was feeling pretty good. I thought I'd about recovered from my appendix trouble.
Well, when you eat and drink things that don't agree to you, and they come up, you say you do what?
I have indigestion.
And if the food comes up?
Well, it's just, you've belched up your food. It's still in that form of indigestion, you know, when you belch up your food or spit it up.
Is there any other way of saying that? Besides belch it up or spit it up?
Well, vomit. Sometimes they get sick enough to vomit, you know, from having indigestion and sick.
Any other way of saying vomit?
Throw up.
Which do you prefer to hear? Which
use
is
the... Oh, I don't know. Neither one don't sound too good. It makes you think of something bad, you know, of course. Throwing up, I guess, would be just about the best way to say it. Throwing up.
Well, if that happened, you said the person was sick. Where?
Sick in the stomach. Had a sick stomach.
Well, if somebody was sick here in the community and they took them to the hospital in Huntsville, then you might be waiting for a neighbor to send you word of how the person was. And you might say, well, she hardly got the news when she came over. What?
Came over and told me about it, I guess. Or just, I guess, you just going the way you want to say it. Came over and informed me of so-and-so being sick, you know. That's the way we would say it. Hello, buddy. Hey, Linda.